Witaj w 9 lekcji Tea Break English. Nazywam się Magdalena Kordecka i proszę Cię, żebyś jak zwykle usiadł wygodnie, zrelaksował się, koniecznie się uśmiechnął i posłuchał ze mną zwrotów z 9 lekcji. Dzień dobry, nazywam się Joanna Budzyńska. Good morning, my name is Joanna Budzyńska. Good morning, my name is Joanna Budzyńska. Byłam umówiona na rozmowę o pracę. I'm here for my interview. I'm here for my interview. Proszę nam powiedzieć coś o sobie. Tell us something about yourself. Tell us something about yourself. Pierwsza rzecz, jaka przychodzi mi do głowy, to, że naprawdę uwielbiam swoją pracę. The first thing that comes to my mind is that I really love my job. The first thing that comes to my mind is that I really love my job. Ukończyłam Uniwersytet Łódzki i pracuję jako księgowa przez ostatnie 3 lata. I graduated from Woods University and I've been working as an accountant for the last 3 years. I graduated from Woods University and I've been working as an accountant for the last 3 years. Mam 5-letnie doświadczenie w tej branży. I have 5 years experience in this industry. I have 5 years experience in this industry. Zaczynając od bycia asystentką. Beginning from being an assistant. Beginning from being an assistant. I kończąc na stanowisku. And ending up on the position of. And ending up on the position of. And ending up on the position of. Jakie są Pani najmocniejsze i najsłabsze strony? What are your strongest and the weakest points? What are your strongest and the weakest points? Jestem naprawdę kreatywna, na przykład. I'm really creative, for example. I'm really creative, for example. Prawie każdego dnia wpadam na pomysły nowych formuł kosmetyków. Almost every day I come up with an idea of new formulas. Almost every day I come up with an idea of new formulas. 4 z nich zostały z sukcesem wprowadzone na rynek. 4 of them successfully entered the market. 4 of them successfully entered the market. Jestem dobrze zorganizowana. Na przykład. I am well organized. For example. I am well organized. For example. Na co dzień pracuję z zespołem ludzi. On a daily basis, I work with a group of people. On a daily basis, I work with a group of people. Staram się mieć z każdym dobre relacje. I'm trying to get on well with them. I'm trying to get on well with them. Tak, żeby osiągać swoje cele główne. To achieve my primary goals. To achieve my primary goals. Wasza firma jest znana i ma dobrą opinię. Your company is well known and reputable. Your company is well known and reputable. Prawdopodobnie jestem najlepsza w zarządzaniu czasem. Na przykład. Probably I'm best at time management. For example. Probably I'm best at time management. For example. Nauczanie jest moją pasją. Teaching is my passion. Teaching is my passion. Ukończyłam Uniwersytet w Lancaster. I graduated from Lancaster University. I graduated from Lancaster University. Może podałaby mi pani trzy powody, dlaczego to pani byłaby najlepszą kandydatką na to stanowisko? Why don't you tell me three reasons why you would be the best person for this position? Why don't you tell me three reasons why you would be the best person for this position? Będą dwa etapy rozmowy kwalifikacyjnej. There are gonna be two rounds of interviews. There are gonna be two rounds of interviews. Damy pani znać w piątek, czy dostała się pani do kolejnego etapu. We'll let you know whether or not you'll be coming back for the second round. We'll let you know whether or not you'll be coming back for the second round. Część druga, dialog. Hi, thanks for coming to the interview today. It's nice to meet you. Well, thank you. To begin with, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Okay, I've always been interested in teaching in a language program like this, and I graduated with a degree in English and psychology 8 years ago.
Oh, really? Both?
Yeah. Then I landed my first job overseas in Japan.
Oh, wow. That's pretty impressive.
What did you do there? What kind of work?
Well, I worked full-time for a private language school in Tokyo for the first 2 years. And then I found a job at a community college.
Oh, really? So exactly what did you do in your work there then?
Well, I taught English and culinary arts.
You taught cooking classes?
Well, I know it sounds like an unusual combination, but I completed a program in culinary arts before I got my English and psychology degrees.
Oh, wow. You've done a lot, haven't you?
So what exactly, how did you teach and what exactly did you do?
Well, many of my students wanted to become chefs in restaurants or they wanted to start their own restaurants. And in our area, there were many tourist spots. A lot of tourists came to that particular area and so with English, they would be able to communicate not only with suppliers, you know, things that they need for restaurants, food, and so forth, but also their customers. And so I taught them English and cooking at the same time.
Wow! That's pretty impressive. That's interesting.
And tasty.
Oh, I bet. So, why did you return to the United States? How long have you been back?
I've been back for probably about a year now.
Okay, so what brought you back then?
Well, one of my former students opened a sushi restaurant and in town, and he asked me to work with him.
Really? What's the name of the restaurant?
Well, it's called Flying Sushi. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes, I've been there. The food is fabulous. It's top-notch. It's really hard just to get a reservation there.
I know, and I work there 2 weeknights, and then...
So, 2 nights and a week you are working there still?
Right, but then I want to return to teaching. I've also been working as a therapist at a treatment center for teenagers struggling with depression and other mental health disorders.
Oh, wow. That would be a really interesting job.
It is.
Well, You have such a wide range of experience. You know, to be honest, we have 15 people who are applying for this position. You've got quite a background, but why don't you tell me 3 reasons why you would be the best person for this job? Well, first, I understand that different students have different learning styles. And for that reason, I have used iPads, video, music, cooking, drama, role plays, and games to reach every student. That's good. And second, I have a background in academic and psychological counseling and advising. Skills that are often needed, you know, in working with international students. Yeah, that could be really helpful. Yeah, so you know, many of them struggle with emotional turmoil. You know, how homesickness. Yeah, coming to a new place. Right. So making the transition can be very overwhelming. And good. So what would you say would be a third reason? And finally, I speak 4 different languages. 4? Wow! What languages do you speak? Well, I speak Spanish, Portuguese, and Japanese at an advanced level. At an advanced level? And I also speak Arabic at a high intermediate level. That's very, very impressive. You do have an impressive resume. Thank you. What we are doing? We're going to have 2 rounds of interviews and we will contact you on Friday and let you know whether or not you'll be coming back for the 2nd round of interviews, okay? Yeah, it's been really nice meeting you and thank you for your time. Część 3. Mini story. My best friend's been selected for the position of marketing manager. Who was selected for the position of marketing manager? Was it your uncle? No, it wasn't my uncle. It was my best friend. Was your friend selected for the position of CEO? No. My best friend wasn't selected for the position of CEO, but for the position of marketing manager. I landed this job 2 years ago in Tokyo. Who landed this job? Was it your dad? No, it wasn't my dad. It was me. When did you land this job? 8 years ago? No, it wasn't 8 years ago. It was 2 years ago. Where did you find this job? Was it in Germany? No, it wasn't in Germany. Was it in China? No, it wasn't in China, it was in Japan.
Dodatkowe zwroty z lekcji 9. Znalazłem swoją pierwszą pracę za granicą.
I landed my first job overseas. I landed my first job overseas.
To dosyć imponujące.
That's pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive.
Pracowałem na pełny etat.
I worked full time. I worked full time.
Byliby w stanie komunikować się nie tylko z dostawcami.
Byliby w stanie komunikować się nie tylko z dostawcami. They would be able to communicate not only with suppliers. They would be able to communicate not only with suppliers.
Trzymam kciuki.
Keeping my fingers crossed for you. Keeping my fingers crossed for you.
Połamania nóg, powodzenia.
Break a leg. Break a leg.
Co cię tu sprowadziło?
What brought you back then? What brought you back then?
Ma pan duże doświadczenie.
You've got quite a background. You've got quite a background. Or you have big experience. You have big experience.